overall, the state increased by about 14%, but that really varied between counties. The leaders were counties like Sublette and Campbell, where you saw a lot of energy development. And actually, there's some counties that actually lost population. They tend to be older counties like Hot Springs and Platte. You know, there's sort of two ways population increase. It's either through net in-migration, more people moving in and moving out, or natural increase, more births and deaths. And for the rapidly growing counties, we saw a lot of net in-migration, probably related to job opportunities. On the other hand, the counties that are losing population tend to be older, and they don't have much net in-migration. They don't have much natural increase either, so that's why they tended to lose population.
And can you talk about what you're seeing in terms of second homes in Wyoming?
Well, second homes are temporary housing units that are used occasionally, oftentimes for recreation or other occasional sort of activities. They're kind of important to consider in conjunction with the population, in that people who live in those homes aren't counted as part of the county or Wyoming's population. So to get a full picture of the residential development in a region over time, you need to look at both. Most of the second homes in the state are located in the Northwest, you know, places like Teton, Sublette, Lincoln. Also some in Park County, although actually Albany County has quite a few second homes also.